From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Israel says it has several Jewish suspects in custody in connection with the killing of a Palestinian teenager. The death of Mohammed Abu Qadir set off clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. In Tel Aviv, correspondent Daniel Estrin tells us how Israeli police say they tracked down the people they now have in custody.
Police located a car used by the suspects in the killing and kidnapping and killing. He said that police learned that there was an attempted kidnapping the previous day of a child in the same neighborhood, and that police concluded that those two incidents were linked.
Correspondent Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv, the 16-year-old victim was abducted last week, and his charred body was found a short while later in what Palestinians charge was a revenge killing for the earlier deaths of three Israeli teens. Officials in Afghanistan say they will release preliminary results from last month's presidential runoff election tomorrow. Candidates argue they shouldn't be released, while fraud investigations continue. A lot of the debate being waged online, prompting the government to consider a ban on Facebook. But as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, the proposal was short-lived.
As soon as reports emerged that Afghanistan's National Security Council was considering the social media ban, Afghans began posting information on how to get around it. However, the president's office says the council decided against the ban and is calling on Afghan youth to use Facebook responsibly. The United Nations previously issued a warning for Afghans to tone down the hostile rhetoric on social media. Supporters of presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have engaged in online war since Abdullah declared the election rigged and said he would not respect the results. The international community is pushing the two candidates to agree to an in-depth audit of the results. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Harvard University says it is moving ahead with sweeping policy changes on how to handle allegations of sexual assault on campus. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that Harvard is one of dozens of schools under federal scrutiny for policies considered inadequate.
Harvard says it's been waiting for months for federal officials to say whether the policies pass muster, but can't hold off any longer and still have the new rules in place when students return in the fall. Under the policy, faculty and staff will no longer investigate allegations. Instead, a full-time in-house professional will be hired to do it. The policy also lowers the bar to prove a case to just a preponderance of the evidence, as the federal government recommends. Harvard's policy also says sexual conduct has to be requested or invited, or would be considered unwelcome and a violation. Some 60 other schools are also under federal investigation. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
This is NPR. In Northern California, the Monticello fire continues to burn and now covers 11 square miles. The blaze is located at the convergence of Napa, Yolo, and Solano counties. Firefighters so far have protected a neighborhood of 40 homes. But due to concerns about winds, an evacuation order still stands. A small town in eastern Quebec, Canada, is marking a tragic anniversary. It was 1 year ago that an accident involving an oil tanker train killed 47 people. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann was there this morning when the people of Lac Mégantic gathered.
An American-owned tanker train filled with crude oil from North Dakota derailed and exploded last July 6, destroying much of Lac Mégantic's downtown. Andre Laflamme, a paramedic who helped rescue survivors, says this year has been painful.
I guess it was tough. People held together, but I guess the town has done a lot. It's changed a lot here, and it will take time, you know.
Local families here held a massive remembrance this morning. Meanwhile, there are debates underway in Canada's capital and in Washington, D.C. over rail tanker safety regulations designed to prevent similar accidents in the future. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lac Mégantic, Quebec.
Vacationers are returning to the Outer Banks of North Carolina following a heavy hit by Hurricane Arthur. With winds of nearly 100 miles an hour, State Highway 12 has been repaired along with dozens of utility poles on Ocracoke Island. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.